For example, former FDA investigator Arthur M. Evangelista noted that Susan Schiffman, named to head the Searle-funded Duke University Medical School study into NutraSweet's link to headaches, is a former General Foods and Searle consultant. Her research is under the auspices of the Office of University Vice President William Annalen, a former Searle director. Schiffman said she took no salary for the research and that Annalen played no part in Searle's pledge to finance the study, expected to cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. Other academics mentioned by Evangelista include Dr. David Hunninghake of the University of Minnesota, who was selected to head a Searle-designed study of aspartame's effects on the liver by former Searle research director Daniel Azernoff, formerly Hunninghake's mentor at the University of Kansas. It also has been reported that Dr. Lewis Stegink, a pediatrics professor at the University of Iowa, whose studies since the early 1970s invariably indicated aspartame's safety, at one point had received more than $1.3 million in research grants and gifts, including lab equipment, from the NutraSweet company, according to university records. A longtime research collaborator of Stegink's, Dr. Jack Filer, serves as executive director of the International Life Sciences Institute, ILSI, a Washington, D.C. foundation funding aspartame research, among other things. Filer claims he sees no conflict in his dual roles as ILSI's executive director and an aspartame researcher, but declined to disclose his ILSI consulting fees. Filer has argued that health problems blamed on aspartame may simply be waterload on the brain caused by the overconsumption of liquids. Such apparent conflicts of interest seem to have prevented inquiry that is desperately needed. While not focusing specifically on aspartame or other artificial sweeteners, a 2014 University of Iowa study of diet drinks found that otherwise healthy women who were regular consumers of diet drinks were significantly more likely to die from a heart attack or cardiovascular disease. Nearly 60,000 women participated in the study, which found those who consumed two or more diet drinks a day were 30% more likely to have a cardiovascular event and 50% more likely to die from heart disease than women who never or rarely drank diet drinks. This is one of the largest studies on this topic, and our findings are consistent with some previous data, especially those linking diet drinks to the metabolic syndrome, said Dr. Ankur Vyas, lead investigator of the study, who cautioned that further research is required. It's too soon to tell people to change their behavior based on this study. However, based on these and other findings, we have a responsibility to do more research to see what is going on and further define the relationship, if one truly exists. This could have major public health implications.